Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 250. Oh, I should do something. We're not going to do anything special. Recorded on Sunday, September 8th, 2019, and part of the... Oh, no, we're not part of that. Dog days are over. But I'm back. We're trying. I've been looking at this whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I've been like, weekend's going to be the best time to do this. I need to get back in the groove. And I let it go to fairly late on Sunday, but I think we got it. Well, we definitely got this one, so let's see how we go. So we are not using the dog days. Let me rephrase that. I am actually going to definitely use the various themed information that I came up with during the dog days. I'm just not going to use it. Like, obviously, these are not going to be daily. And I'm not going to, like, you know, like, without exception, you know, iterate through them, and I won't. So every 7 weeks, I will talk about, you know, a nerd project or something. But I'm using them as inspiration. I think they will be very helpful for that. But this week is easy. This week, you know, the last one was on Saturday. Hold on 1 second. You can go with Ken to let Lola, who's whining at the back door, come in. Come on, Lola Bell. Good girl. I know you're good. Come on. So, but this was easy because the last time I podcast was on the last day of the dog days on the Saturday of Dragon Con. And since then, fun stuff has happened. And, well, a whole bunch of stuff has happened, fun and cool and whatever. So I got plenty to talk about today. I'm gonna try and keep this not too long. I'm not saying they will all be short, but we'll try and keep this one not crazy. So, and you've heard about probably half of the Dragon Con stuff I'm going to talk about previously, because so I podcast on Saturday and did Saturday stuff and did all, you know, went to Trek Track and all that and good stuff. I ended up on Megabotastic. Totally randomly, and was like, he was picking random people out of, you know, the crowd and happened to pick me. Crazy. Shout out for Batman, because he's my superhero versus Superman. Charlotte's a Superman person, but we're still married. But, so that was fun. But Sunday was super fun, because that is when we bebopped around, did a lot of stuff, but that was the evening that we did karaoke with the podcasting group. And other people have talked about it, but I have to reiterate, it was super fun and probably the highlight of my Dragon Con. And I mean, I have, you know, multiple groups of friends because I used to live in Atlanta. There's a lot of Atlanta people that come to Dragon Con. There are various groups of people that I'm spending time with at different times during the day and the night and the middle of the night and all that stuff. But that karaoke was some of the most fun that I've had in a very long time. I really enjoyed it. I really am grateful for it. And I am grateful for all of the Dog Days friends that Charlotte and I have made over the past few years, because you're all super awesome. And it was super fun, and we're just, it's great to be able to have a group of people that are that, you know, like, welcoming of people. It's awesome. You know, it's like people were scattered all over all over the country, but, you know, like, if you include the whole Dog Days group, it's like over countries, you know, it's not even just the United States. And we get together when we can, and we have like the most concentrated amount of fun that we can get into, you know, a few short days, and it's awesome. So, karaoke was very, very fun. If you go to Facebook and go to the Dog Days of Podcasting Peeps group, I think that's the name of it. know if it's a group or a page or whatever it is. There are pictures there. It was fun. It was goofy. And then I had a whole extra, we had a whole extra fun day, though, because Charlotte and I, for the past, along with, like, Amy and several other people from Dog Days, Clinton, I think, we don't leave on Monday. Most people leave on Monday. But the problem with most people leaving on Monday is when you're in a hotel that is full of Dragon Hunt people, that means that 5,000 people are trying to check out at once. And you know, let's say half of them, or at least a third or probably more, have insane amounts of costuming stuff that they're trying to get down from the 32nd floor to, you know, the ground floor. So they need, you know, they need service with the little doohickey. And there's like five guys that do that, and there's 5,000 people that are checking out. And that means that it takes like 6 hours to get a guy to come up to your room and get your baggage. And several years ago, Charlotte and I were sitting, I think it was the year that we were gaming with Dave Slusher and Amy. And we're like, A, I don't really want to go home. And B, checking out sucks. Why don't we just stay another night? And so we did, and so we do. And so we stayed till Tuesday now. And it is awesome. So we like doing that in general. It's just like so much more relaxing. We go down because there's still stuff going on. We went to the dealer's room on Monday, and the dealer's room was still going strong. I don't think I've ever been to the dealer's room on Monday before. I've been to it on Sunday. I don't think I've ever been on Monday, and I was kind of worried it was going to be like, you know, slapdash and not much left or anything. But no, dealer's room was going strong. It was fun. And the cool thing was that we got to take a friend to the dealer's room. So a friend of ours who is a nerd, he lives in Matthews, like maybe 15 miles from us, that we hang out with pretty regularly. And he's a nerd. He doesn't like to talk about being a nerd, but he's like a PS4 maniac, like gamer type of nerd. I mean, other stuff. He actually loves board game. We have introduced him to like modern board gaming stuff, and he really likes it. Let's see how many more ums I can do. We're going to work on not doing that. He messaged us a couple weeks ago because it turned out that during the weekend of Dragon Con, he was in Alabama. So he had to go to a bachelor party because no one has bachelor parties in their own town nowadays. They have bachelor parties. So this was a guy, there's a friend of his that lives in Nashville now and yet wanted to have his bachelor party in Gulf Shores, Alabama. And so our friend Justin had to drive from Atlanta to from Matthews to Gulf Shores, Alabama for a bachelor party. Kids these days, it's like crazy weird. It's not the only one that we're aware of. Our daughter-in-law went to a bachelorette party in Miami a few months ago. It's just like crazy stuff. But anyway, as long as they're happy. But his bachelor party was finishing up. It was over the Labor Day weekend. And he was going to have to literally, if you're going from Gulf Shores, Alabama to Charlotte, you're driving through Atlanta. And so he messaged us and said, hey, would it be worth my time to get like a Monday pass for Dragon Con and like kind of hang out with you guys? And we were like, heck yeah, it was. Because we had been talking to him about Dragon Con for 4 years, 5 years. We've known him for years now. And he always talks about, like, that sounds like something I would like. That sounds pretty cool. But we were like, this will be like the little, you know, like the little savoring piece that we'll give him. This is like the taste that will make you realize how insanely cool this whole thing is. So Justin showed up. He was trying to get there about 10. He ended up getting there about 12. And so we bebopped around. We went to various stuff. Went to the dealer's room, went to panel. There were a couple panels that were available for us. The closing, you know, eventually it was closing at 5 o'clock. we could took him to one of our favorite restaurants in that area of Atlanta, the Vortex in Midtown. Ugh, amazing place. And then he was able to get a room. He was getting a room at the Hilton where we were staying. And then we took him to, we like kind of hung out and like showed him around the Hilton, you know, the people that we know at the Hilton and stuff. But then late night in the Hilton, they have a Dragon Con after party for all the people. And there are, you know, we're hardly the only people that stay until Tuesday. So all the people that stay Monday night have an after party late at night down in the bowels, like down in the level where like the digital media track, I think it was in the digital, this year was in where the digital media track was. And it spills out into the hallways and everything. They just basically for years and years, they had it up on one of the like mid-level areas. And they just finally got a little bit too loud for the folks that were not non-Dragon Con people that were staying there on Monday night. So they're like, what is all that noise? But so they sent them down into the basement, and which is perfect because you can't really hear anything because you're far away from the rooms and you're down a level. And it's like, it's perfect. But everybody just brings all the booze, basically, that they aren't going to bother to take home. And they share it with everybody who's there. And they just, it's a giant pile and a giant, and like, I know what I'll have to do. And so it's like super fun. It was like awesome. It's a big party. Everybody's fun. We like talk to people and sign somebody's, I think it was a Captain America shield. It was weird. Signed this girl's Captain America shield and just did all sorts of crazy stuff. And what we actually did, I think it was Charlotte is still annoyed about it when she saw the picture. She's like, I think I was out like trying to phone my dad. So she had walked out and was trying to make sure her dad was okay. But the guy Ming from, if you've ever watched Comic Book Men, Kevin Smith's show, the people that work the comic book store, the guy Ming from that group, had been in the Hilton all day. And there was this woman who had apparently like met him the year before and just like was like, hey, if you want to like, apparently she'd been to Dragon Con multiple times. And she's like, if you want, like if you want like a kind of handler at Dragon Con, he's like, I'll do it. And he apparently called her or emailed her or texted her or whatever this year. And so she was kind of like being his handler at Dragon Con, and he stayed through Monday night. And a lot of the talent does actually stay until the next day. Just kind of like don't want to have to deal with checking out with 5,000 other people or 10,000 other people, whatever. So Ming was at the after party, and I think I will try and change the, album art for this episode to a picture of me and Ming from Comic Book Men. And in the background, you're going to see Justin popping himself into the picture. So our buddy Justin, and Justin's had a great time. He's like, I'm coming. So hopefully he is going to be at Dragon Con next year, which will be super cool. It sucked another person into the Dragon Con, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Sucked them into Dragon Con. I was like, what's the black hole eclipse? Anyway, but he's coming to Dragon Con next year probably. So I think he's already gotten his ticket, which is a great Charlotte 90 to do that before the end of the month. So that was super fun at Dragon Con. Got home. Everybody was happy to see us. We picked up Gracie at a daycare on Tuesday, brought her home, and then saw the dogs. The dogs went crazy. So we had her. She went crazy. The dogs went crazy. It was all fun. And then I had a very busy week because I had been off for a bunch of days for work. But it was good. Everything was fun. Everything was kind of interesting. And then we moved into the weekend, and the weekend's been good. I Didn't do anything super, super like wacky. if nothing else, I had lawn mowing to do because we dodged, and I still haven't heard. I hope everything is okay with Dave Slusher and anybody else who was on the coast. But we're far enough off the coast this year. Thank goodness. Last year, it didn't matter coast or no coast. We ended up like getting hit by two hurricanes, and we're like, we are nowhere near the coast. This year, at least so far, and we were talking to somebody today. They were like, yeah, this time last year, we had 5 days of rain and like, you know, 8 inches of rain or whatever when whatever hurricane it was rolled right out of the top of us. But hopefully everybody that's on the coast is okay. And but we've been fine. We had a teeny bit of rain on, what was it, Thursday? But no problems. So I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try and ideally I'm going to try and like drop these at a particular time. Even if I do them like Saturday or Sunday over the weekend, I may post them, but I'm just going to have to test that in a couple places because, and it was many, many years. I mean, like first or second year that I did Dog Days, I posted ahead of time a Dog Days podcast episode, and it didn't get into the feed right. Maybe it was in my feed, and maybe it was just an issue between my feed and the Dog Days feed, which wouldn't matter for these things. What I'm going to try and do is get these done on the weekend, either on Saturday or Sunday, and then post them to the feed fairly late on Sunday nights. So they'll show up on, you know, for most people on Monday mornings. So, and back and forth, I've got some options. Maybe once a week, and maybe once every 2 weeks. It depends on some other stuff that I don't want to talk about yet that we'll see about. But I'm going to do my best to keep this up because I enjoy the whole thing. And everything will come back. I have been playing with Perkeep. You know, I have made very little progress on my summer resolutions, but they're going to become fall resolutions soon, and then they'll still be in the queue. They are definitely in the queue. So all that stuff is going to be there. We will have, I already have plans for friends and family interviews that you haven't heard yet, like completely different people that you haven't heard. So here's to hoping that this is going to stick and be around for a little while. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. If you go there, you've got everything from email to, you know, to Keybase to Facebook to everything in the world. So you can find me there. Kenzoid.com is all you need. Ken Kennedy and Kenzoid, and you'll find where I am. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed attribution, share alike version 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you not tomorrow, but fairly soon. Thanks a lot. See ya. Bye.